This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi, Petty Bitches.
It's Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret. And disclaimer, we've just had a lady lunch.
We have had a liquid lady lunch.
So we are coming to you live with a little smell of maybe booze.
See,
off
this
our breath.
This is why I do not like day drinking.
Okay, why?
I just don't like day drinking because I feel like I just get that woozy, like tipsy feeling that, yeah, like that to me is like
too early in the day.
Too early in the day, and like, yeah, nothing else will get done.
Unless you're still awake from the night before, though.
No, I know. When I'm done, I'm done.
Does that not count, though?
No.
Okay,
not
fair.
To me. I'm like, I'm on it, mm-hmm, and then I'm off.
Yeah,
I'm off.
Off, it fucking hell, don't come near her.
No, and I don't really drink during the week, and I don't, yeah, really, I don't really enjoy day drinking.
Okay, yeah.
Like if I'm day drinking, I'll drink into the night. Mm-hmm. Like I fully commit. Whereas I don't like a few during the day. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? Like I'm not going to get anything. Actually, washing on when I go home. Like, I'm not going to be putting on washes. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, God.
It's just like I can't be my full. Listen, I'm two people. Like, it's hard to be two people when one of them is locked. Do you know?
I don't mind day drinking, but the thing that pisses me off is that I, like, unless we keep going, yeah, I just want to go to bed really early.
I know. And I have to say, I certainly feel really tired. And we actually went out for lunch with Mr. Pussy, who, meow, we had on the podcast.
Meow.
Lady meowing from the third.
She fucking is so funny.
Yeah, girl. We had
the one-liners.
Yes. She actually told us this joke, which I feel like we should tell you now, which is actually she said that a man walked into a supermarket.
Yes.
A man walked into the supermarket and he bought one sausage, one rasher, one egg, one pudding.
And he one slice of bread.
One slice of bread, one slice of toast. Mm. And went up to the till to pay. And the woman said, "Oh, you're single, aren't you?" And he says, "Yes." And she said, "Oh, you live alone, don't you?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "How do you know?" And she goes, "Because you're an ugly fucking cunt."
And that was one of about a strong 50 that came, yeah, over a few hours. We had a ball, to be
we
honest.
We did have a ball. Hang on, I'm going
to
just...
And it's not the end. We're going to Annie, the musical, next week in the board gosh with her. She's very excited. But I'd say she feels two ways about it because obviously Paul O'Grady was going to be in at D and they would have been quite close.
Yeah, so that's what she was a little bit kind of, I think, kind of torn if she should go to see it.
Yeah, I think she should.
Yeah,
though.
And also, listen, you know, she's at a stage in her life where she needs to be going out and doing,
yeah,
like, why, you know, you can't just kind of.
We had a ball, mm, and but the icing on the cake actually turned out to be something very different. So our lovely sister Avril Nightray, yes, popped in, and this is gas. presents are coming this week because it is Dee's big birthday. Oh, it's the big birthday.
The landmark birthday.
Oh, the big birthday. Yes, God. In my day.
I'm turning half a century. Half a century.
No.
I'm not going to tell people I'm 50.
Oh, God. Because, just so they tell you look amazing.
Wow, you look amazing. Yeah. So now I'm having a big birthday this weekend. I'm having a big party.
Yes.
You know, if you haven't got an invite to tits.
But Avril has now set the bar really high for presents.
Well, do you know what? Like, people always say to me, they're always like, you're so hard to buy for.
Do you know how many texts I've had asking what they should buy you?
Like, and at least 20. Honestly, I don't feel like I'm hard to buy for.
You are hard to buy for. Yeah.
People always say that as well, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, yeah.
But I honestly as well, I love things like Avril gave me a present. I won't actually say what it is because
I think you should.
Do you think I should?
Yeah, it's
so
fabulous.
So first off, she has this hideous picture of herself.
Yeah.
Which is my favorite drag picture of all time. So it's this picture of her with a fag hanging out of her mouth and she looks like she's busted. Like yeah. she's busted.
She's like very early stages of her doing yeah. drag as well. So
she looks like a nurse that went out on her lunch break and never went back to the ward. She's in this white kind of
day
nurse.
Drinking.
It's proper, like fucked. The lashes are fucking hanging off her face. Her lipstick's wonky. The cigarette. And it's honestly, it's like a piece of art.
Yeah.
So she got me loads and turned into stickers.
Yes. Brilliant.
Which I love, which I actually just left one in the pub that we were in. I put yeah. one under the table because I was like, someone needs to see this forever.
So if you're in, can we say?
No, don't say it. Don't okay, say it. Okay. So, listen, it's out there somewhere. Okay. You see some fucker be like, oh, you left that fucking sticker. But then she also got me, and then I always feel really bad because I'm like, do you open a present? And I always feel like, you know, when you're
I'm glad you opened this one because it was like, yeah. it was great.
But people are always like, oh, is it rude to open presents? Mm-hmm. In front of people, I always feel like I don't mind. Like, but you want to see people.
I don't mind. I do struggle with it too because I'm worried that it's going to be awful, like a shit present, and then you have to be like, "Oh, you see,
if it was, well, I can't hide it on my face.
No, neither I really can't. I'm the worst."
But she got me. As soon as I opened it, I knew straight away what it was. It was a 3-wick candle from yeah. La Dame Karen Huger.
Yeah.
The La Dame, which is actually just like,
that's so camp, like, so iconic and so perfect for you. To be honest, when I was like, a candle, I wonder what made her think of buying a candle because I didn't know it was La Dame.
Oh, I knew straight away.
And then I was like, oh my God, it's La Dame.
The first thing I said was, this is a 3-wick because remember they had an argument over it's yeah. 3-wick, 5-wick.
Yeah.
So, but like things like that are just gas. Like,
I'm personal.
Yeah, and one of the best presents I think I got before was Ms. and Sophia got me a cameo from Luann. Countess mm-hmm. Luann, and like, because they're Devine kind of things. Davina, hi Davina Devines. Things like that are kind of gas, and just like, you know, I have all makeup, I have perfumes, yeah. I have all this, and it's like those things are kind of. It's more about your personality,
yeah,
in that kind of way, like something very.
Well, she smashed it, absolutely yeah. smashed it.
Very good.
So yeah, your big birthday is on this Saturday.
Yes, it's actually my birthday, which is like actually, you know, it's
at midnight.
Yeah.
So if anyone is wondering where to send their gifts, bring them on Thursday.
Yeah.
This, which is today, when you are listening to this episode, and my birthday wish for you is that you chill and enjoy the party. That's the one thing.
Yeah, which is not going to help.
You have to put a lot of work into
it. No, but I am like I'm always running around because I'm like, what's going on here? What's happening here? Mm. I'm never sitting in the corner kicking the heels off. Do you know what I mean? That's not my MO.
No, it's not. Anyway, we'll get into that properly after the party. We'll give all the gossip afterwards.
Okay.
But yes, we obviously just did have lunch with the lovely Mr. Pussy, and there's a whole other podcast on her.
Oh my God.
We have to have her back.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what I was just thinking this week? I was kind of going through phases. Well, actually, first off, I'm back from the Altogether now.
Yes.
That happened. It was a big music festival in Waterford.
Yeah.
So we were working collaborating with Bank of Ireland. We did this like the Bank of Ireland Carnival Quarter, which was actually really good because it was me, Mizza, and James Patrice.
Love.
And Dobros. Who have the best pizza in Ireland, apparently.
Yeah.
So they
I mean, you said it was delicious, and then I told James Patrice that you were raving about it. And James was like, she had one slice of pizza the whole weekend. So I was like, okay, girl.
I will not be shamed for having one slice. Well, the one slice was delicious.
Was it just plain cheese?
No, it was pepperoni, but it was, I think there's like something in the sauce. It's very, like, it's sweet sauce. It's very, it is good pizza, I have to say. And I had two slices.
That's also making me now want a slice of pizza. We've just been for lunch.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it, but the weather was absolutely insane on the first day. Like, it was literally Armageddon when we got there. And the only people that I wanted to hear or to see was Sugar Babes.
Okay.
And we went to see them and it started pissing rain.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And the sound was so bad. I was just like,
no.
Yeah, the sound was so bad. So I think we stayed for like 10 minutes and then we were
I'm just glad Mutia showed up.
Well, yeah, she was there. And you know what? They were actually staying in our hotel. I don't know if I told you this today.
No.
So they were staying in our hotel And I said, let's confront Mucha.
Oh my God. I said, so context, if anyone has listened to our podcast the whole way through, Mucha was booked 1 year to do Pride. It was actually the year like the lockdown started. And we did a little deal that she was going to appear on one of our online shows.
Well, she was
supposed
to do the, she was originally booked to do our live show.
Yeah.
And then obviously we went into lockdown in March and then it was June.
Yeah.
So we were like, actually, do you want to keep some of the fee and actually just appear
from your
Zoom.
Sitting room yeah. and sing, you know, one or two songs, and that was all agreed. And then there we are sitting on Zoom like waiting. Dickheads waiting yeah. and it never happened.
Never happened.
Now we like we got over it, but and we also got refunded too.
Yeah. So, don't panic, panic, Mattia. Don't drive erratic.
So I'm just glad to hear that she showed up. So you were going to confront
so
her.
So we said,
what, over the breakfast buffet?
So basically, so we were in camping. So we were staying in a hotel, which was about, I'd say, 40-minute drive away.
Was nice.
Yeah, the hotel was lovely. It was I won't say what hotel it was, just because whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like a good drive, but I have to say we were buzzing when we were like, because we did 3 shows and we were in great form, and but we had to leave kind of early because the driver had to finish up or whatever. There's a bit of drama over there, but whatever.
Don't know how they got you out of there, but okay.
I know, but after 3 shows it was a lot. Like you physically, like it was, you know, you have to be up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we got back to the hotel, I was like, God, I'm fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot. And so then somebody, of course, had let slip that they were staying in the hotel.
Okay.
So,
so all of a sudden you're
I sent her a DM.
Going, see you, Mucha.
I sent her a DM. I said, hey, gal, we'd love to have a chat with you in our room having drinks. Care to join?
Oh my God.
Right. So I was like, my blue tick might like actually, like she might see it.
Yeah.
So obviously we're sitting there and I was saying, did you reply? We like look at the DMs now, she didn't reply. But then Mizza started calling her on like, you know, like Instagram call. Mizza kept buzzing her and she kept like just going, like, Mucha will not join this call. You know, like this. Refuses to join this call.
Oh my God.
We did that for a good, we were locked in the room. Yeah. We were just having a laugh and we like, and we kept singing the little songs and like, you know, don't drive a red.
I'd say people kept confusing Siobhan for the staff, you know, with her like pale complexion. And yeah.
So we could take us to the kitchens.
Yes.
So yeah, so that was the thing. The festival was, it was good crack.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say this, I'm like, oh, like I don't think I have another festival in me. And then cut to me standing in a field in a pair of wellies.
Yeah.
In a pair of wellies.
Yeah.
Do you know what's gas as well though? I was thinking, you know, when you're in wellies, like you always get like tan lines around your legs. The rubber rim literally takes one like perfect circle of tan off just like on your calf. It's so funny. It's like
I just hate the welly that like your feet get like kind of like sweaty. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, you have to the trick as well,
socks.
Which socks, knee high socks over the boot, like so that did
clever.
Help.
That is clever.
And yeah, it was actually
top
really,
tip with Devine.
Yeah, there we go, Devine.
I went to see Fun Home in the Gate, which is it. By the way, if anyone hasn't seen it, it's like a queer play and it is kind of a musical at the same time.
I hate queer stuff,
girl. People are raving about it.
Who's
I went
raving
to see
about
it? Everyone that's got to see it. Everyone that we know.
I don't know one other person that's
surely was at it.
Panty was, I haven't spoken to either.
Panty was at it.
Bet you they got free tickets.
No, Panty paid.
Very good.
Imagine about Shirley. I also paid, by the way. So it's kind of amazing. Like, we were all crying. Like, it's kind of a musical. And it's about one lesbian and her coming out journey. And there's a person who plays her as a kid. And someone who plays her as, like, an older adult. Mm. And someone who plays her in college.
Wow.
It was fucking amazing.
I must check that out.
You would have loved it.
Yeah.
You would have loved him.
I know. It sounds like very me. Doesn't it? Sounds like definitely something I'd love to see.
You love lesbians.
I love lesbians. I love plays. I love
theatre. It's a musical.
It's a musical. Oh, yeah. Love musicals even more.
You're going to Annie next week.
Love Annie. Love Annie. Love it all.
Anyway, it got extended for another week in September. If anyone is like in the mood for
it. Is it an Irish production?
It is an Irish production, but it originally was staged in America, in New York.
Great.
Oh, so good.
So that's it. So that's all we've done this week.
Well, I made it across a rope bridge in Northern Ireland as well, which terrified the shit out of me.
I would have loved to see that. I actually would have rather see that than a musical about lesbian coming out of college, to be honest.
But there was people on wooden sticks doing it and all, like really like
walking across the bridge?
Yeah. I was shitting it, so I couldn't look down.
Bearing in mind, this bridge has been there for fucking years.
Years.
Like, practically, like, very safe.
Kids jumping on it.
Yeah.
Like, there was people on it that I were like, what, how are you doing it? Like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I can't do it.
She did a gesture to say white people.
No, leave that in. I did not. Like, no. And then, yeah, so like, and then this little man fell.
Oh my God, on the bridge?
No, just on the rock, like after he crossed the bridge. Wow. And he was like, oh, he kept going on. And then he tried to be me and my friend's bestie.
Oh God, yeah, because you opened up to the, yes.
He's like, you okay? Oh, and then God. Like, we were besties.
Do you think
forever.
He was faking it?
I don't know. Yeah, all of a sudden I knew that he was a Jehovah's Witness and all.
Oh, here, they listen, they're going to extreme lengths now to get your attention. They pretend they're falling over rope bridges. Normally they used to just knock on the door back in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Now they're like, I'm falling off a cliff. While I have you heard of the word of God?
He was someone's granddad and then he slipped in that his wife is no longer with him.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, hold on, was he trying to recruit us or was he coming on to us?
Do the sexy Mormons come around your way?
No, I wouldn't mind if they did though.
Mm, but they know, they actually, there's no crack in those more sexy Mormons.
Like, what if you give them a cheeky wink? No,
I think they'd be like, are you having a stroke, ma'am? They used to come around our way all the time.
Yeah.
And they were always so gorgeous, weren't they?
What is that about?
I don't know.
Do they only send the pretty ones?
I think they kind of try and lure you in.
Yeah.
Well, I would sign up. In fairness, I signed up to worse to uglier. So.
I mean, you were almost a celebrant at one point as well.
And I did wear that Kabbalah bracelet for God knows how long because I thought it was cursed and was going
to
snap off.
You didn't tell that on the podcast, but someone gave to me like a Kabbalah bracelet. Now, if anyone doesn't remember Kabbalah, Madonna really had us all by the neck for Kabbalah for a while.
And it was in a kind of, it was in a passionate moment. So I felt like, I was like, oh fuck. And then I was told that it's really, really bad luck to take it off. It has to wear off. And I was like, oh fuck. And I used to give myself like literally like the scrubbiest showers just to try and get it to dissolve off.
And it's just a piece of thread or something. No.
Fuck, that thread is like fucking, oh my God. It's like, that's really holding up that rope bridge in Antrim because it's so fucking strong. I couldn't get it off for fucking months.
Oh my God.
Jeez, it looks like a piece of like kitten soft wool. It's like, Jesus Christ, like something that would like hold up a trapeze artist.
So how did it come off in the end?
Oh, it eventually just fell out. And I tell you, the joy, I jumped for fucking joy involved because me and that fella had broken up.
Oh, I didn't realize it was fella you were seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have put that on then.
Oh, listen, and I did. Oh, he just messaged me today, actually. That's all.
Did he?
Yeah, isn't that random?
Oh, God, the world is weird, isn't it?
I know, really weird. And that's just. And it was, that's very strange. Now I'm just thinking now, actually, because I just forgot because I had a few drinks that lunch.
I got a lot of messages about The Woman in Black, by the way. People were like, God. Oh, I've never seen that. I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah.
Now, no one came back and said whether they were like...
Because they're dead now because they've seen The Woman. They've seen The Woman in Black. If you are going to watch The Woman in Black, watch the one on YouTube. It's like the 1989 version. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, you're from the film archives to make sure people are watching the old
stuff. Literally.
Yes.
Actually, today as well, I've been having a few free treatments done.
Okay.
Which is actually kind of, I love a treatment.
Yeah.
I don't mind paying for it. I don't mind getting it for free.
Yeah.
But if I can test something before I actually kind of, so I am trying before I buy.
Okay.
So there's two kind of technologies I'll tell you a little bit about. So one is called M-Face.
Okay.
And the other one is called M-Sculpt. So the M sculpt basically goes onto your like abs and it's like, it's.
Yeah, do you have to have abs to put them onto?
No, you just have to have a body.
Okay, fair.
Just have to have a body. Quite a gorgeous body.
And where are your abs located around? Oh, God. Listen,
I'm starting to feel them now, I can tell you that. And this basically penetrates, it goes 7 centimeters deep. Like the
you're well able for that.
Oh, listen, 7, that's nothing to me. I was like, is it in?
Do you have a more aggressive one? No.
So they have it's actually very good, I have to say. And it's like, it heats up. Mm-hmm. So basically any kind of fat that you have around there basically is kind of, they say it's kind of like dissolving as they're working your like core muscles. So your muscles are contracting constantly.
Yeah.
And then they do this thing. It's like a knocking. It's like, it feels like someone's knocking on your stomach.
Okay.
And I was like, what is that? Because it feels, I just keep laughing when that happens.
Yeah.
But apparently it's draining all the lactic acid, you know, like when you're from your muscle working.
That's fucking genius.
It's wild. So like I had one treatment last week and one this week. And I have to say, I did feel a difference. Like now, I don't think if you were carrying a lot of weight, I don't think it would work.
Okay.
You wouldn't see great results. But okay. If you have like, I've just like little bits of
like plastic. Stubborn bits that you want to get rid of.
So I'm trying it. So far, I actually am quite impressed. Like I, like if I had one in my house, I'd use it every day.
Okay, yeah, oh. Yeah. Are you going to get one of those?
Well, they're quite expensive. I did ask, do you take cash? Do you take checks? And then the M face is really funny. It's like this, it's like these pads you put on, like you put two on your cheeks and one on your forehead. And then you have to wear a pad on your back. So it's like for like radio frequency or like, you know. So basically, it feels like you're getting electrocuted.
Okay.
But it's painless. It's uncomfortable, but it's basically supposed to give you like a kind of like it lifts all your muscles. Now, I have to say, I do feel like after two things, I do feel a little tighter. And I like, it's basically like working out all your muscles in your face, but it's,
Now, could I suggest that like you just hold your face up and hope that the wind changes direction? Because the way
I've been holding that for years.
Don't pull that silly face.
Oh yeah.
Or the wind will change and suck like that.
And at that time you're always doing cross eyes or something.
Yes. Maybe that's all you just need to do.
But I am. I'm it's two sessions in. I'm actually quite into it. Like, and I love those treatments. Remember in the Housewives? Love
trying something new though, anyway.
I love it. What is kind of exciting about these two is that they're both FDA approved, which is very hard to get things FDA approved. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that the results say so,
nice. Yeah. For some reason, this gave me a flashback to like when we were about to open up for the first time. And I was like, right, I'm going to get a cross trainer into the apartment.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm going to just go 90 on it all the time. And like my apartment's fucking tiny.
Yeah.
I was practically falling over it all the time.
As you would.
You know, like it turned out that it was more used for a clothes horse than actually
that working
out. That
always happens so.
I only rented it for the month, by the way. So,
it's
fine.
And do you know what? Like, I always see people with like Pelotons and all now, and I love a good spin class, but I know if I had it at home,
you just look at it.
Yeah, you're not gonna. I like to go out to do something. I'm not gonna do it at home.
Even better if someone will shout at you.
But I do love these kind of like. I think the way technology is going for beauty treatments like that is amazing. Do you remember Kyle Richards had some kind of facial? I was always obsessed with it, where they were like wrapped her in gauze and they had like the radio frequency things. And I would love to try that. Or actually the treatment of the housewives is that cryo freeze.
Yeah.
But I know that's more just to kind of get your metabolism moving. I don't think that actually does anything. It just makes you cold. But I would say we'll try it.
But the what happened with Linda Evangelista?
She had some kind of filler,
Cool Sculpt.
Oh, what? Cool Sculpt? It was Cool Sculpt.
And she sued them and she got like 200 and something million off them. Basically, it doubled the fat around her neck, and left her with some like disfiguring. Mm. And she's been trying to like fix all that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Allegedly, I'll say, because I don't actually know. Yeah. And now she's back, but I know she's still wearing a lot of like headscarves and like high polo necks and stuff like that.
I've noticed that actually. I have seen that.
She still looks gorgeous.
Years ago, I tried this thing called, I think it was called Strawberry Lipo, something like this. And it was basically like having, what would you say, maybe like six heat packs like strapped to your you could have on your legs, your abdomen, whatever. And it basically was like laser kind of technology that heats up the fat. And apparently then you're supposed to like pee it out. Like it goes through into your lymph nodes and you get rid of it. And I never noticed any difference from that.
Yeah.
It was like, it's like the opposite Cool Sculpt. It's
expensive?
Like the heat. I didn't pay for that either.
Oh, okay. Seeing a pattern here.
But yeah, listen.
Me and Janine.
Oh, listen. I pay for enough, girl. I'm still paying.
The only thing I ever did that kind of like freaked me out was I got under eye filler.
Yeah.
And
didn't work.
No, it actually did.
Oh, did it?
But I mean, what can happen with under eye filler was, and this was not with Kerry Hanafee, by the way, just in case anyone's wondering. It can go grey underneath your eyes.
Yeah, well, I told you that.
You can see. So I was like, okay, I can take the gamble of that. Because filler does go away eventually. You can wear concealer, right? If it was that bad.
It's texture though. Do you know who had that done as well? And it went the same way. Holly Madison, Girls of Playboy Mansion.
Oh.
And she really, like the under the eyes is very, like the tear troughs is very difficult to, because the skin is so fine.
Yeah.
But I do love all those treatments. I love kind of hearing about them.
Scared me though, because you can go blind if it happens in the wrong place. But like, I mean, listen, the way Ireland's going, anyone's injecting these days.
Yeah, they're trying to regulate it, aren't they?
Yeah, seems weird that it's not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know which is actually, I think there is a lot of places, I think, doing these, you know.
Imagine we start doing paleo filler.
Oh my God, I might.
Let's do it.
I'd be good at that.
Oh yeah. We'll start with bums. Everyone needs a bum.
No, I would need like, no, I think I'd be good at that. Because I have a good eye for that. Do you know the kind of thing?
You'd be like, one for you, two for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Listen, if I'm buying it in.
Keep the good stuff for me, hon. Yeah.
Yeah, give the cooking oil to her. Yeah, so that's it. But I know there are people that can go over to like Manchester, Liverpool,
yeah,
do those courses and then come back. And I
got a pack of syringes in their hand. They're good to go.
Someone after doing like, you know, like
one day.
Yeah, that's no. But then how do you know?
Yeah.
When you go to these places. And I do feel like if you're ever going to people like that, I think it's good to have if somebody has a medical background.
Totally. And you know, like, so the first time I got my lips done, like, I've only ever got my lips done by Kerry, and I was like really nervous. I think I thought I was going to come out with like huge monstrosity lips. Came out and I was like, oh, that's just lovely. Yeah. But yeah, everyone always thinks that it's going to be so extreme.
She's been giving you the placebo for years, hasn't she?
Shut up, you. Look at these gorgeous lips.
She's like this. She's like, she squeezes the needle so he hears the air out of her ears and she goes, now you're all done.
It's like
yeah. Oh yeah.
One more vodka at lunch, she would have been trying to kiss these lips when you see.
Pussy kiss. Yeah, so that's it. Maybe we should have someone in to talk about that, because that could be kind of interesting.
That would be fun. And new stuff that's coming up.
Actually, let's get that's actually a good idea. Leave that with me.
Yeah, because I'd love to try some new shit.
I'd love
for
that.
For sure. Yeah. Anyway, we do have a little topic this week. It is this and that, which basically you're all putting us to the test. Would we rather A or a bit of B? So we'll be back right after this. But actually, in the meantime, let's do a little shout out to our lovely patrons. Our patrons of the week this week are... you're going to do nice hellos for them.
Okay.
So we're going to do Fergus McCluskey.
Hi, Fergus McCluskey. Hello, hello, hello.
Fergus has joined us for a whole year. That's a lot of commitment.
Good, Fergus. You don't know what you've let yourself in for, to be honest.
The lovely James Seaver, who actually makes costumes in the gate.
Oh, hi, James.
And for Panty Bliss.
Lovely. Welcome aboard. Ahoy.
Welcome aboard. Tavina will clearly be into you soon, James. Yeah. Go and see Fun Home. And then Louise Dowling.
Oh yeah, no relation to Stephen.
No relation, thank God. No,
very good.
Much nicer, darling. Hi, Louise. If you want a little bit more petty, you can go to pettylittlethings.net. There's links to our Patreon there, or you go patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. Plus, for anyone who's listening to us on Spotify, there's now an option showing up if you just want to get the extra episodes straight to your Spotify. So you can click onto it there and all our bonus episodes will show up for you there. Today we have another episode of Ask Us Absolutely Anything Anonymously. So very juicy.
Very juicy.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, and we're back and we're going to do a little bit of this and that. We have a couple of them that have been sent in to us and some of them we are going to take from a website and we're going to say this or that.
Okay.
So like, should we get into it?
Yeah. First one, give up sex forever or give up your favorite food and drink forever. And this person said they'll take the vodka and chocolate.
So say that again. So
give up sex forever or give up your favorite drink and food forever.
Oh my God, give up sex forever. Easy. I would like, because I actually get more enjoyment out of food and drink, to be honest. Absolutely, any day.
Well, I'm going to ditch. I like a lot of different.
Well, you will be giving up sex because you're getting married.
Shut up,
you won't be having sex ever again. So yeah, we both give up sex.
That's only one.
One by choice.
That's only what bitter bitches say to make themselves and feel better.
And people that are married say they're having sex all the time. So there we go.
Okay, so let's go with this. Okay, dicks for fingers or fingers for dicks?
Oh my God, dicks for fingers.
Yeah, absolutely. Easy.
I was trying to, there was a lot going on there in my mind. I had to like picture it all, put it together. But yeah, definitely dicks for fingers. I'm like, fingers for dicks? Although some people have very long fingers.
And some people have very short dicks.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Fair is fair.
Okay, you go next.
Oh my God, makeup or wigs?
Oh, makeup.
Are you sure?
Did you see I tried a different eye on Sunday?
No, I don't watch it.
You're horrible, bitch. Horrible. I'll pull up a photo of it in a minute.
I'll tell you if you should have done makeup or wigs.
Absolutely do. Actually,
I would definitely take makeup over wigs any day. Oh, it's so different.
It is really different.
She showed me a picture of her eye that looks the same as it normally
looks. It's real different.
It's completely the same.
It's not.
What is so different about this fucking eye?
So it's small liner here and no liner here. That's just smudged out black.
Wow.
And then
it looks so different.
And then cut out.
You look like a different person.
I do.
Oh my God.
You're a fucking wagon.
It's ever since you got engaged, you're losing your looks.
You're a wagon. I can't wait to tell you look horrible.
And I would like, I'd take any advice from you. I'd be like, oh, here she is. We're wearing a small liner.
Okay. Bad breath or bad body odor?
Oh God. Oh my God. God. I have to say,
I don't know.
Actually, probably the bad body odor will fill a room.
Yeah.
Whereas bad breath is only if you're up close.
Yeah.
So I think I'd probably take.
Is it for you though?
I'd still take.
I think I'd take the bad breath, and I just have chewing gum constantly.
Well, then that's defeating it, because then no, I'd say. I'm thinking about it in a bigger picture. I'm thinking about it if it was someone else in the room. Yeah. I think I'd rather have someone with bad body odor because. Oh no, actually someone with bad breath because you could avoid them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been surrounded by a lot of bad breath lately.
Yeah.
I'm being followed by
Yeah, you are, aren't you? You said this the other day.
What the fuck is that about, like? And no disrespect, some people find themselves in positions where their teeth are too far gone and they maybe weren't encouraged as
Lisa's
young.
Lisa's got laid too far gone.
Too far gone. Maybe their parents like just didn't bring the dentist, or like there's all sorts of reasons. And I myself like know that like if you fall out of the routine of going to the dentist and you leave it too long, like I remember I left it like a year and a half once, or like maybe it was 2 years, and I was panicked going back. Yeah. Panicked, and now I'm like every 6 months because I could never go through that. And by the way, there was nothing wrong with my teeth, but I just built it up into my head that there was your bitch. But there was, so I totally get it.
But also as well, I think a lot of, we were saying yesterday, like a lot of it can be diet related. Mm-hmm. And I think we know a lot of gays that are on diets.
Yeah.
So that can play a lot into it as well.
Yeah. Or that don't eat as well. Yeah. Stomach acid.
And a lot of people that just eat dick. So that doesn't help.
Okay, go on.
Trixie Mattel or Katya?
Trixie Mattel, if I was going to go see the show and it was like a one-woman show.
And as a person?
I haven't spent a whole lot of time with Katya, but Katya was able to clock that I had really bad anxiety that day.
Because she has it constantly.
Yeah, she just turned to me and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, why? She's like, just take a few deep breaths there. You'll be fine. And I was like, So Trixie, yeah.
I'd pick neither because I think they both left really bad first impressions. So, yeah.
Did you meet both
of
them?
Yeah, both of them.
Where did you meet Katya?
She was in the George. She came to my show.
Did she?
Yeah, she was up in the dressing room. Didn't say a word.
Oh, don't remember that.
She's probably having one of her anxiety attacks. Who knows?
Oh my God.
Anyway.
You're on it today. We're never day drinking again.
Let me see. Taylor Swift or Ariana Grande?
Oh, that's easy. Ariana.
I would pick Taylor any day. I'm not really a fan of Ariana. I think she's just visually, she looks like a little girl.
Rich and famous or rich and unknown?
Rich and famous.
Oh no, rich and unknown.
No, rich and famous. Give me the fame.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you could do whatever you want. Though nobody would even know.
Where's the fun in that?
Be embarrassed or be afraid?
I'll be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed all the time. I could easily cope with that.
Someone said cash or credit, and this has just made me realize we went to the Ivy for lunch today, and I was like, I just remember that story about the tip and thing. So I was like, Davina, I have cash for the tip, making sure. But then our waitress didn't even come over and collect the money at the end. So it was kind of pointless. I almost felt like taking the tip back in case they didn't get it.
Well, the superior probably took it. Who knows?
That went straight in the titty.
Crying or screaming?
Crying, or I don't like crying at all. So yeah. Screaming, like, I don't enjoy that.
I love screaming.
At who?
Anyone. Tits or ass?
Ooh,
gotta be titties.
I've never had an ass, so yeah, gives the
titties.
Tits.
Titties, yeah. Like, I love titties. I don't know anyone that doesn't.
It's
love
easier to like have a fake ass as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I enjoy people with big titties.
Okay, heavy breathing or loud chewing?
Oh my gosh, heavy breathing. I hate someone loud chewing. It really, really irks me.
But this though, girl.
I don't mind that.
Think about it.
Oh yeah, no. Well, the chewing is the other person that we're talking about, the same person who has both these habits.
Oh, okay.
And I was in a car with them once and I said, could you please just stop that? Yeah, I said, could you please just stop that? And there was nearly killings in the car. And it really like irked me. I was sitting on it for about an hour just going, oh, please. You know, when you're just like, it's all you can hear. The whole world tunes out, but you just hear the tune.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
Okay, give up the sesh for life or give up drag?
Give up the sesh.
Oh, okay.
Easy. Like sesh comes with drag. Do you know what I mean?
But then
what would happen is then you'd become just one of these boring queens that goes to do their gig and then just goes home.
Very fair.
If you become a working queen.
Okay, let's do three more. I've got take a friend on your family vacation or join a friend on their family vacation. Well, firstly, you did take a friend on the family vacation.
Yeah. I did, and it was a disaster. So I would definitely go, and I would go on their family because I'm a fucking delight.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, like there'll be no drama. Whereas
I'd rather neither, though, to be honest.
It's very hard, I think, when you bring someone like that, because then, you know, you're so used to family dynamics, but then your friends are always kind of complicated and you have friend dynamics. But then when you try and mix the two, sometimes it doesn't clash well.
Very fair. Okay, go for it.
Dizzy or Dolly?
That's really mean.
Wait till you hear the next one.
I mean, Dolly, because I don't see Dizzy that often.
I could not choose between the two. But what about. Panty or Shirley?
Shirley.
Yeah.
Shirley gives me loads of work. Yeah. That's easy.
Let me see. Oh, this is a good one for you.
Okay.
Mizza or Sophia?
By the way, you haven't answered any of these.
I know.
You answer that one first.
Well, how could I choose between my two babies?
So that's not an answer.
No, because do you know what? It's actually like... They both bring something different to the table.
They really do.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to skip that one. That is no, too on, mean. You didn't answer it.
I did answer it.
You said I could get rid of my babies.
How could I pick? That's like saying you can only say one child from the boarding house.
For very different reasons. So like I love Mizza for keeping it going. And I love Sophia for being absolutely delightful at all times.
All right. Okay. Well, that's pretty much it.
There you go.
But we're saving you both.
Okay. Would you rather never have an orgasm or never find true love?
Well, I've never found true love, so probably that. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, would you rather have sex with a goat and no one finds out, or not have sex with a goat but everyone thinks you did?
In fairness,
not have sex with a goat.
Yeah, but God knows, people probably thought I've had sex at worse, so I don't actually mind that, really.
Would you rather wear the same thong for a month?
Oh God.
Or wear a stranger's dirty boxers for 2 weeks?
Oh God. Probably the same thong for a month, because at least it's mine.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's gross. Isn't it?
Yes, I love that.
Legacy, New York, or Real Housewives of New York, new edition?
Legacy. That's so easy.
I'm so hating on the new Housewives of New York. Not feeling it at all.
Oh, I've watched it. It's watchable, but I feel like
I'm cheating on those original OGs. I'm just like, no, I feel loyal to them.
Would you rather marry the most boring person you know or the most intense and demanding person you know? Intense and demanding.
Yeah, well, I'm intense and demanding, so it would be like marrying myself.
Okay, let's do one more. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life or join in once to stop it?
Oh my God. Well, considering my parents haven't been together for years, I'm not even going to answer that question. That's like absolutely ridiculous.
No, you have to answer it. You've skipped loads of these.
So we're going on to our next segment. yeah, well, listen, that wraps up our this is this and that section. We are done with that. And if you have any more of them, send them in to us. Maybe we'll do another one, or we'll do a, I don't know, a listener show. Maybe listeners can send them in. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love that. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, and we're back. And it is, of course, our favorite time of the week. It is... It's Rotter of the Week. And we are back with our Rotters of the Week, which the Rotter list just keeps growing. I had a great Rotter today and I was raged and I didn't write it down in time.
Same bitch, same.
It slipping through my fingers.
And it just goes and then it's gone.
But I did manage a few.
Mine are all retail related. Okay. Today. Like every single one.
No, I have a couple that I feel like we should kind of talk and trash out because I feel like there's actually some things. My first one is... So if I'm walking around town, for example, like I always have my phone in my hand.
Yeah, of course.
I always
too.
Have my phone in my hand.
Always.
And not even town. I could be walking anywhere. But do you ever notice it's like the iPhones are so sensitive.
Yeah.
The home screen is constantly on.
You rang me today, by the way, by accident.
See, exactly. Stuff like this.
And it's, I listened for longer than I should just in case something juicy was told.
Where was I today?
I was like, any minute now. Where was I today? Good.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, I think you were actually traveling on your own. So I was like, all I could hear was like traffic noises.
See, that kind of stuff always happens. It's like, so it's great in your battery down. B, it's like, oh, you delete apps. I deleted my music app from my iPhone.
Oh.
So I was like, what the hell is that about? So I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know if this is extra sensitive. I don't know what's going on there. But why does it, every time you touch it, it just lights up?
Every time we touch. Do you know what I
mean? Yeah, it's just a bit, it's a very annoying feature.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoy the iPhone, but I'm like, that just does annoy me.
Yeah, and that's kind of a new phone as well.
It's brand new, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. The other thing is Christmas events in July.
Who's doing Christmas in July?
Well, there's been a few. So first off, they were doing it on Crappy Lake.
Okay.
They do Christmas in July.
Yeah. I think that is a big American thing though. They do like it.
Well, they were doing it in Australia as well. I saw another friend of mine was doing a Christmas event in the summer and I'm just like, fuck, once a year is it enough for a Christmas event? Like, I don't want to be cracking out the pine cones and, you know, fake snow in, you know, the middle of the year.
That kind of goes hand in hand with people that are... like cracking out Halloween already. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Or like, you know, Halloween's not even over and they're putting up the Christmas tree.
Well, it is autumn, so I don't really mind that because it's like, we're coming close to it.
It feels like autumn, but it's also August and we're supposed to like
well, you know,
sunshine.
This year now, it's like, you know, that every year everything's pushing back. So, you know, even before Halloween, it's going to be Christmas decorations will be coming.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like, we've already spent a good 3 months getting building up to it.
Yeah.
So to spend and, you know, like to do it in like, cracking up Christmas trees and they're kind of so much work.
100%.
Fucking like, give it a break. Put it away, darling. Give it a break. What about you? Go on.
Mine are all retail related. I went out looking for something to wear for your birthday and...
Fun place?
I honestly, yes, love that. That's the joke shop, by the way, just in case anyone doesn't know.
Which actually, by the way, can I just say, Fun Place was in beside the Gaiety for so long and moved to Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. They sell all like party goods of their social media. Actually quite fun.
It's real fun. I'm hooked to it.
So and, that's why it's on my mind.
Their marketing angles, like if someone's in town, they'll figure out a way to sell some shit.
Good for
you
them.
Know what I mean?
Like, and it is needed. So I'm like, go for
them. Yeah, I was so devil when that closed. Anyway, so first off, we're going to start off with, why the fuck is menswear always 60 flights up?
Yes. And, or down.
And like, you know, it's like a pilgrimage to get to menswear. And then you get there, and if you haven't been in the shop, it's a corner of a floor as well. I went up about, and I was fucking dying as well. I went up one particular shop, and it was a fourth floor, and there wasn't a lift. And also, you look like a lazy bastard when you get the lift. So I'm like, oh, I'll take the stairs. So I got there. And I'm like, and it was full of shit. So that was my first rotter. The second rotter was, why are clothes shops currently so full of shit? Like, I want to buy in person, but like, I don't want a Buffy t-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know, all these, I don't want a t-shirt with a picture on it in general.
I think what's going on there, and this is what I actually hate to kind of really realize, is that fashion is moving so fast.
Yeah.
And it's actually moving so fast where these shops can't even get their deliveries out to the floor on time.
Right.
Because by the time, like all the transport, like I remember working in retail, we used to like wait for like new deliveries of like new collections and all to come out. And it was real big. We were delighted because we were sick of looking at the same old clothes.
Shit, yeah.
But things are moving so fast. So it's like, I always think now, what is going to become of like these stores, high street shops, because they can't keep up with the online.
Well, I mean, ASOS can get to you in a day.
Look, Shein is even faster, and Shein has so much stuff. Then there's like all these kind of like, you know, they're coming from wholesale.
Yeah.
So that's even affecting like H&M and the River prices, Island.
All that
affecting
shit, yeah.
everything. Yeah. So it's like the whole landscape is completely changed.
Totally.
And I used to love a good walk into a shop and like, you know, try and you find it. If you found something, you'd be like, found it. But then there's other times when you're like, you can't find exactly what you want, whereas online you get it like that. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
So it's curious where it's going to go.
But it's full of shit at the moment. Mm. Like full of really.
Yeah. Summer's always a bad time though.
And like €50 for a Buffy t-shirt. Like I don't even want the Buffy t-shirt.
What?
Yeah.
€50?
Like it was like 50 quid.
Fuck's sake.
I'm like, who is. Anyway. So, and then my last like part of this is like, if you're working in a store, and you obviously worked in stores for ages. Like what is it that people are not hopping on tills? Why are they afraid they're going to get stuck there? Because like there could be a decent queue. There could be a couple of people on the floor. And then there's.
That three, always happens. There's three, certain four stores tills. In particular that always have that.
Yeah. So why is it you worked in retail?
I used to love the till.
I would love the till
get
too.
Get the customer out of the shop. I'd be like, you need help with that? I'd wrap it up, bang. The thing would be in the bag before you even took out your credit card. I'd be like, you're getting them out. No way.
Love that.
Yeah.
Look, we need a few more of you.
Because I'd be like, less bodies on the floor, less work for me to do.
100%. And then... So, and also, can we just get more Zara's like that? They're doing these like tills now that you can just put your garments into the basket and it knows what's in the basket.
Oh, wow.
And you take the tags off yourself.
Mm.
You take a bag yourself out the door, self-service completely.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And I mean, to be honest, Zara and like H&M's, they're the ones that really needed it. So I'm glad to fucking see it. But yeah,
that's
more,
crazy.
More of that. And honestly, I don't need the interactions with people. I'm perfectly happy going in.
One of my last rollers as well. Oh, this is just
a bonus rotter.
A bonus rotter. Because I think you'll actually appreciate this.
Mm.
And I have it written down. So obviously I'm having a party this weekend.
Yeah. We're having a party.
We're having a gangbang. And obviously there's people, you know, you make a list and you're kind of going through
check
and
it's it
like,
twice.
And like, obviously you're limited to people that you can kind of, and sometimes just being real, sometimes just you forget people sometimes because you're kind of constantly trying to remember. And I know a lot of people, so it's, you're kind of, but you know, it's a mentality of, you could have invited me.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, well, that doesn't make me want to invite you.
Yeah.
Firstly. And second of all, that mentality, it's a real victim mentality. Mm. It's just like, actually, like
having a party is expensive.
Yeah. But sometimes you genuinely would forget, but it's like, then there's other people like, well, why would I invite that person?
Yeah,
why would I invite you in the first place? We're not friends in any capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So what, but it's that kind of, it's the mentality of, what about me?
Uh-huh.
Do you know that? I mean, that's what, it's not about the party. The party just triggered it with certain people.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, when you see it and people are like, I hate that. Just people just like, fuck off, get a life. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's,
it's certainly going to be the who's who of who are you?
No, it'll be the, oh yeah, are they? Because it is actually, it's really hard to make a list of people. That's the one thing I do find.
And you've terrible handwriting as well.
Oh so my God. Thank God for iPhone. The very sensitive touch screen. But it's funny as well. You know, when you're going through, it's like you actually, I always think as well, when you're making a guest list, you kind of think about the people that you are inviting.
Yeah.
And kind of like, you're kind of like, you think about the memories that you had. And also how your relationship is, how it was, and how, you know, it's funny. It can be very kind of, I don't know.
Deep and emotional.
Yeah. Well, you kind of think about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because like, I wouldn't just invite anyone just for the sake of
any,
you know?
Exes coming?
No. Is there? I don't think so. No.
Maybe some future exes.
No.
Just kidding. You guys, that's it for this week. We will be over on our Patreon for our Ask Us Anything and Honestly part two. And until next time, when we have all the juicy birthday gossip.
Yes. Stay petty.
Stay petty.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.